At the Air Force Association's conference in suburban D.C. yesterday, Air Force Chief of Staff Norton Schwartz repeated the themes the service's civilian boss laid out the day before, namely that each of the service's core functions are important and the nation can't afford to abandon any of them. Schwartz says the Air Force is going to be a lot more disciplined, though, with how it uses its buying power going forward. That, he says, means big spending on speculative technologies has to go by the wayside.
Although historically, the Defense Department has had more trade space to advance the state of the art, we now must be more calibrated in pushing the technological envelope. We must be ruthlessly honest and disciplined when operational requirements allow for more modest and less exquisite higher confidence production program.
Schwartz says the Air Force has laid the groundwork for the philosophy with its recent acquisition program for a new aerial refueling plane. Even though the KC-46 tanker will be a big improvement from the previous generation of tankers, the Air Force finally made the acquisition on the basis of least cost but technically acceptable. Schwartz says both the government and industry will have to think about large acquisitions differently from now on.
We require straight talk from everybody. Government must ensure stable requirements and reliable funding streams, while industry must bid according to realistic estimates and resist offering to sell more than what is operationally required. Because the success of the military and industry are now mutually related, perhaps more so than ever before, and especially with the ongoing convergence of fiscal pressures and strategic uncertainty, there is no trade space or time or patience to overpromise and then only to underdeliver.
Schwartz says that means buying the systems the Air Force needs, not necessarily what it wants. At a briefing with reporters after his Air Force Association speech, he said that's a big change.
Systems that can do so many things, is helpful in some instances, and it can be a liability in others. And in a time of robust funding, we lost a bit of discipline in being able to differentiate between what is essential and what is nice to have. My sense is the environment we are entering will require us to be much crisper, much more decisive about where that threshold lies.
Schwartz says the Air Force will have to continue to perform all of the missions it performs as of today, unless there's a change to the national security strategy. Performing those missions with fewer dollars, he says, will mean the service has to recalibrate where it allocates its forces, and it will mean a less capable Air Force, at least in some areas.
What we are talking about here is capacity. While we will have a presence in each of our core functions, absent a significant change in the national security strategy, what we are talking about is reduced capacity. And as I suggested in the remarks, what that means is probably being less able to be in multiple places simultaneously, as well as our ability to do things in rapid succession. I mean, it's physics. But what I'm suggesting is we are going to make choices if we do it the way the Secretary has laid out. It will be smaller, but it's going to be a high-quality, superb, well-trained, highly motivated, and able United States Air Force.
The service is already smaller than it was 25 years ago. Its personnel bills are not. They are 60% higher now. To deal with some of those costs, the Defense Business Board and advisory panel to Pentagon leadership issued a preliminary report this summer. The board suggested DOD convert its 20-year one-size-fits-all pension system into something more flexible and something that could benefit service members who don't serve the full 20 years. Schwartz says the panel's thoughts are not entirely without merit, but he says since they treat DOD as though it were a private business, the recommendations lack credibility.
So, for example, although we realize that a purely vested retirement is almost certainly not sustainable in the longer term, the idea of a retained asset still requires more analysis that carefully takes into account the overall health of our force. Indeed, the idea of something contributory and more portable which a member who separates before retirement may take with him or her, is not unattractive and perhaps deserves consideration.
President Obama has proposed an independent commission to suggest changes to the military retirement system. It would be modeled roughly on the military base realignment and closure process. The panel would issue recommendations. The president could say yes or no, then Congress would have to say yes or no. Schwartz says that's a better approach, assuming the panel includes members of the uniformed military. His main concern, he says, is that the military doesn't give up the recruiting incentive that a generous retirement plan offers.
You know, we currently are in a depressed economy. My question will be, the options that are presented, what will likely be the dynamic in a vibrant economy when we have to compete for the best talent in the country to do this work? I think my sense is that a presidential commission is in a much better position to have the breadth of expertise and the charter to do this work in a much more complete fashion.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.